A word for you from Jeremiah 9 verse 23. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man boast in his might. Let not the rich man boast in his riches. Although these words are given by the Lord into a particular time and context, they are eternal words, and not one dot or iota will be insignificant for eternity. So even now, these are true words of wisdom. And if we would live by them, we would find treasures in heaven, not just one day, but even now. So the Lord starts by telling us what not to boast in. The next verse, verse 24, goes on to say what we can boast in. But firstly, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, and then the mighty man in his might. So it basically is referring to wisdom, strength, and riches. Three very basic things which we all find we easily do boast in. We easily submit to the pride of life. We easily think we are so clever, and we are proud about it. One commentator said that to glory means to make something your ultimate good, and went on to say that we sit at the feet of our chosen idols, whether it's science, whether it's weapons, clothes, whatever it might be, and then we clothe our idols in royal robes. In other words, we glory in it. We make it to have divine attributes almost. In other words, we submit ourselves to that thing, and it fills our lives. So even though wisdom is from God, remember, because it's from God, we cannot boast in it. He is the source of all wisdom. We might be intelligent and clever, but be foolish in God's eyes. Even if we are mighty, all strength comes from God. And even if we are rich, all riches are from God.